Don't feel good.
I think we should have a super short meeting.
Huh?
I think we should have a super short meeting
I
tonight.
want to.
Let's do it.
Right? That's my plan.
I
There's not
second
much
that.
that's got me that excited. Suppose it's 6 o'clock and we got a quorum, huh? Let's see if we can get this meeting done before Alma gets here, and I can really make her feel
That'd
bad.
be amazing.
All right. Well, it's 6:01. I'm going to go ahead and call to order since we have a quorum. The meeting for the City of Othello Planning Commission for March 18th. We will start with roll call from my right. Announce your name and that you're here.
Maria Martinez here.
Chris Doro here.
Brian Gentry here.
Daniela Voorhees here.
We have one that's, I let out of work too early, apparently. She got lost on the way or something. And one who won't be able to make it. So, but we'll still go ahead and start. We will start first with public input. Is there any public input tonight to be heard before the Planning Commission before we move on to business? No. Seeing none, we will move on to approval of the February 20th minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to go through those? Did anyone find any problems in the minutes? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I'll second.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor of accepting the minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes passed unanimously. Sand Hills 6, I guess that's 6 phase, short plat deferral request. I'll let you cover it, Ann.
So this will be somewhat similar to ones that you've seen in the past, a little bit different because they are proposing a multifamily one. So what they're requesting is, so I guess the first request that they had on the letter, disregard. It's been handled by the council. Don't need to worry about that one.
Right.
The next request was to defer extending the utilities through the plat, and let me just pull up the plat drawing. So they're platting the whole property from 7th to 11th, but they're only building two buildings on this end, two multifamily buildings. And so they're proposing to only extend the utilities to serve those buildings at this time. They'd sign a covenant to extend them through. The kind of the plan is to build about two buildings a year, depending on how they fill up. So staff was okay with that request. The next request is they wanted to defer the easements. And staff would really like to see the easements on the plat because that's the easiest way to keep track. If you have a separate document, it's really easy for that to get lost. So they did request to defer doing the easements beyond this point. The recommendation to you is to deny that one. And then the last one is for the improvements to 11th Avenue, which is on the far side of their plat. Because all of the development is happening on the west end of the plat, they're not using the east end at this point. Eventually, the design will go through to there, and at some point that needs to be built. Staff's recommending that after at the time of the sixth building out of the 10, that those improvements be built.
So that 11th will be deferred until they do development on that.
Well, so they didn't give a timeline. Staff's proposed timeline would be the sixth building, or
Okay.
about 5 years, is I think what I set it up for, like it's generously 5 years, 2000, 2029, September of 2029.
What happens after the fifth year if that isn't done?
Then they have to do it.
Then they have to do it. Oh, okay. Well, that's how all the deferrals work? They have 5 years for each one of those?
So that is how I set up the recommendation.
And they were okay with that?
Sent the information to them and didn't hear back. So
we'll take that as a yes.
Let me make sure we don't have anybody. Yeah, the only participants are Zuleika and myself. So there's nobody on the Zoom. And I don't believe anybody in the room to testify on this, or to, you know, to represent the proponent, at least on this issue.
We'll let the record show that Alma Carmona is also present. Like I said, I knew you weren't going to show up on time because I threatened not to come.
Well, I wasn't going to show up on time because I left work really late. I got out of there after 5:30.
Any other questions about the deferrals and about, you know, the other one that's significant is that we're being recommended to not grant the request for the easements because of tracking.
So we're not granting because they're untrackable? Sorry, I'm late.
We're going to deny the request. We could. Okay. We'll go through all this. You were the one explaining this to... She was explaining this to me today. So.
Well, we would just have to make a covenant, right?
Right. But the denial of the dedication of easements,
mm-hmm.
The easements are the easiest way to track getting that done. So they should be included in the plat, correct?
It's way easier if it's shown on the face of the plat rather than if it's a separate easement document.
Right.
Just, okay.
That's...
So is it
a lot harder to keep
makes it cleaner.
So if they brought it back with the easements on there, then would we have no problem? Is that what we're saying?
Probably. Right, we're saying they need to show the easements on the plat.
Okay.
And if in the future, as they design it, they had to go in a different place, there's a process. You can abandon those and dedicate new ones, and then we do have a document to track. But at least we tried.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Anyone have any other questions, concerns?
I support the recommendation of staff.
That's where I'm at too. Not seeing anybody else. Do we need to make these separate? Probably.
Can we put the two? You can do it all at once. If you're just going to accept staff's recommendations, you can do that all in one motion.
Well, whoever would like to make
the motion. I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right. I think that's the easy way to do it.
Yeah. Or move.
Daniela was the second. Actually, it was about 4 seconds. So kind of made the decision on the vote a little easier. All right.
Right.
Looks like we will move on to try to finish off push carts.
Don't say try. We're going to finish.
I made some previous comments before you got here about the timing of this meeting. So we're on our last action item. No pressure.
We are.
It's a simple one. It can be done in like 5 minutes.
It looks pretty straightforward.
It looks great.
So I gave you in the staff report the, you know, things that have been talked about in the past, the changes that I made. And then here, number four, are just a few more things we need to talk about. So the first one is the Chino Hills code that we looked at had some intersections that vendors needed to be farther back from.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you feel like there are, Chino Hills is a lot bigger place. It's like 80,000 people. So it's like 10 times the size of Othello. So I don't know if there are intersections you feel like would need to be more separation than you gave to just a standard intersection, which was what? 15 feet, I think.
15 yeah. feet from
15 feet from the
from an
curb
intersection.
Return of any intersection.
That wouldn't put any of those to be a concern for sight lines, would they? That's my only concern on all of this is as you get to the intersections, is sight lines. Because if you can, you know, put a big umbrella on top of them, which some of them already have that we've seen in town, that was my only, you know, is 15 feet adequate?
And so it's 15 feet from the curb return, which is defined as you start it where, where it starts turning. So where it stops being a straight curb and starts curving. So, you know, bigger intersections have a bigger
curve radius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't answer the question about.
That was like my only.
Yeah.
When I was reading through this, that's the only one. It was the same thing with as far as distance from whatchamacallit.
Fire hydrant.
Thank you, fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant. You didn't hear.
I had fire extinguisher stuck. I know. You know. I can't hear anything right now. My head's all clogged up.
You said
up.
Fire extinguisher.
Thank you.
But you meant hydrant.
Fire hydrants. I mean, most of those are at the corners. So, I mean, if you make a 25 foot or whatever space that we want from hydrants, you know, that's going to also manage a fair number of the intersections that we're probably going to be concerned about.
Although you wouldn't have
for sight lanes.
You wouldn't have a fire hydrant on every corner.
Right.
Not at every
like
corner.
One,
correct.
One of the four corners
correct.
Of the intersection.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel that 15 is still adequate. I don't think they would be in the sight line because they can't be at
right
the edge
on
of the sidewalk anyways.
Right.
So they're going to be 15 feet plus setback. I mean, that's where I'm at. I think 15 is still adequate. And
yeah,
that's kind of
I'm,
what we talked about.
I'm at 15 and 25. One of those two is probably the settle point. I don't know which one's the best settle point. So I was going to kind of ask that. Anybody's got any heartburn any particular way on that? Or
it's a lot of times with the curves, you end up having driveways.
Right.
Not too far from. So they're probably going to be set back even further.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's got a preference on 15 or 25? Mm-hmm. Anne, am I missing anything with the... You know, either way.
I don't know that you are, so.
Yeah, I'm just not really sure which one, though. If 15's far enough out to be, Bob, 15 feet, 25 feet. I kind of would like consistent all the way around. And it's.
Right. I like it.
I don't see a problem with it. All right. I guess, and we're already had those set at 15, correct?
Yep. So I'll just delete the parts.
Leave that as
I
is.
I had like some placeholders for bigger ones. I can just delete those. That'll be easy.
Perfect.
Yep. Leave as is. And how far are we from fire hydrants?
15 feet.
Yeah, that keeps it consistent. The email train was interesting.
On the buildings, 25 feet from a building?
Not everything. It was pretty funny, actually.
So.
Are there any other questions, anything we have to clarify?
Well, do you want to require 25 feet from a building?
I feel like we had the whole building debacle at the last one. Didn't we?
Well, we talked about distance from.
That even come into play.
So the changes that I made based on that, and I left them as like underlined strikeout so that you could see how that would affect it would be, so page 25. So in a park where it had said 25 feet of an entrance or exit of a building, you know, you can just take out entrance and exit and just say 25 feet from a building. And then could add it in as a, you know, the place where I feel like it's a problem is in the kind of like the downtown R1 area where you have, if they're on the sidewalk in front of a building that abuts the sidewalk.
Yeah, commercial C1 would be where we wouldn't. I wonder, starting to wonder if, if you have that into place, I guess we wouldn't have to worry about making C1 kind of out of bounds.
Or we could just make C1s out of bounds. I think that would be easier.
To do what?
Just say that they're not allowed in C1.
Well,
25
feet from a building.
How many areas do we
have
of
C1? Oh, all of C1 would be out of bounds.
What stretch is that, though? Where does the zones for C1 go?
So it's right around First and Main. I can pull up a map for you.
You're looking for C1?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth down to First. First out to Juniper. Romero's to the Brunswick to Pioneer Park. To Brian's place.
Would the sidewalk space there even be adequate for one of these?
Well, that was the other question.
That's what I'm saying.
Too.
If C1 is the areas where we're going to have the problem, then we just disallow it in C1.
But if you disallow 25 feet, you also cover that in any other spots that might come into play.
I think 25 feet is a lot.
I know.
I'm too much.
I'm kind of in the same. What do you? Brian, that's where you are. What do you think?
Sorry, I was reading.
I think disallow it in C1, depending on how big of an area that actually is.
And not worry about the 25 feet?
And not worry about the 25 feet. Because if we put 25 feet and then what are we going to say when a food vendor or a cart wants to be on somebody's, like we talked about, like it has meat. And they've got permission from there, but the area they set up is 25 feet from the church's door. I mean, not saying that that is mathematically, I don't think that area adds up, but that's why I thought we decided not to go the route of 25 feet, remember? Because if one property owner gives the okay, but then the area they allow it is 25 feet to the next building, then it's a never-ending cycle of having to get permission.
What's the place that's next to the library?
Which place?
The place right on the corner, the orange
snack
one.
Place? The Botanas? Botanas?
So they, I know on the weekends, I've seen them set up out on the sidewalk. It's themselves doing that. So they couldn't do that anymore if we put that into place.
Right.
And the 25 foot would also prevent them from doing that. Now, whether they should or shouldn't, that's kind of, I guess that could be part of our discussion too down there. But I mean, just keep in mind that there is some activity that I've seen happen down there. And it's from the people who own those businesses. So it's like, I don't know.
So you could maybe do that as a different sort of a license, because it wouldn't be a business license for a street vendor if it's just doing it.
So they could still do it, is what you're saying, or would they have to get a separate, this would regulate a separate license.
But like Walmart puts those big watermelon boxes right outside their front doors.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the only difference is it inside or outside? I mean, they could sell something outside on their own property.
Mm-hmm.
They have a business license to sell.
Right. So I think they would be excluded altogether.
They wouldn't be getting a sidewalk vendor license.
Oh, you know what? You're right. This is in commercial code. Because we talked about this, and we talked about when people do like those sales outside like when they do a sidewalk sale. We covered that in that. That would work under that.
Actually, our new city attorney would like us to adopt a like sidewalk use license.
But I'm not sure we need a separate one. I think it exists in that code already. Because we talked about sidewalk sales from a business, like if they're doing that sort of.
So there's like daily display of merchandise
right
outside. Yeah.
Yeah. That's in there. So in that case, so then this would not
affect that?
If we excluded C1, would that be prevented from them doing that, or would that still be okay?
Because it would follow their commercial.
Because it would follow commercial.
Their commercial guideline.
How do you take that, Ann?
Yeah, because it wouldn't be.
You'd let it go.
It wouldn't be a separate vendor,
right? Okay. It would be
if somebody else is coming to sell in front of their business. That's different. But if they're selling their own merchandise outside, that's a.
Ooh, but C1 includes Pioneer Park, doesn't it?
If you do C1, that'd take that out. That's what I'm saying. That the footage from a building.
I know, but I feel like that's going to be a bigger problem.
It's kind of random.
That's what we talked about.
I thought it was kind of random myself.
And it seemed to be that his concern was mostly like cooking
mm-hmm.
next to a building under an overhang. And I tried to get him to say that that was the problem and he wouldn't go there.
He wouldn't clarify. Yeah. I just feel like, and like I said, I know we already talked about this, but 25 feet is going to be a problem if this guy says you can do it on his property, but now you're 25 feet, you're within 25 feet of the neighboring business.
Well, you have to be the building. I don't think there's very many buildings in like C2 that it would even come into play. I just.
Well, for the Jasmine, you've got the gas station and that restaurant right behind it, behind the gas station.
Can't be within 100 feet of a restaurant. So you'd already be excluded with that rule.
Did we say 100 feet of a restaurant? I didn't think we said that.
I believe so.
100 feet of the entrance to a restaurant, unless authorized by the restaurant. And then I added in that only applies to vendors selling food.
There it is.
Because I feel like that's where the competition is. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of feel like we could sit here and go in circles, but unless we start applying it, we're not going to figure out where the hiccups are.
I still feel like
that way because I hate to have to revisit something where it was like, oh, so dumb. How did we miss this?
I'm not really excited about excluding Pioneer Park. That's why I don't love the
C1. You cut Danielle off.
Doggone it. Did I do it again? Thank you. I could not.
I know you're plugged.
We need to provide a map of a green and red yes or no. Because it's too difficult for somebody to say, yes, yes, yes. Oh, nope. Got to move over here. Yes, yes, yes. Nope. Got to move over here. Like, let's just put it on a map and say, you can go here and just simplify it for everybody. I feel like we go through the nitty gritty and then it's like, oh, we missed something. Well, just say yes or no. Can we go right here? Okay.
Keep it moving. I apologize for cutting you off. Yes, it's rude. Well, that's okay. I've appointed Alma to be the cutoff police if you didn't notice.
Large and in charge.
So if I cut anyone off because I didn't hear him and Alma didn't correct me, it's her fault. I do think you're right that there's some advantage. That would be nice to have a pamphlet for people to say, hey, this is kind of where.
Just a picture.
So do we leave this the way that it is for people to be able to explore, but maybe give them an idea of where they can go? Since we've already put so much work into getting this far on it, do you know what I mean? As far as the setbacks,
no, I'm not saying to throw it all away.
Out, let them.
I'm not saying to throw it away. I'm just saying at the very least,
maybe
we should provide
an idea. Yeah,
of a map.
Kind of like the 25 feet from building only instead of excluding C1, just because it basically excludes those sales down in C1, but still leaves Pioneer open. I just can't think of anywhere else where that would. Come unless, and if you had permission on the if it's private property, you have permission, you can set up there. Correct, Dan? Or would this
25 feet of the next building?
Well, if you take the fire chief's recommendation, 25 feet from any building wouldn't be allowed.
What would it be allowed?
To be within 25 feet of a building.
Can we just not include that? I mean, there's not like a reason for it.
Like I said, I think his reasoning had to do with cooking and like cooking under an overhang, but that's a real specific situation.
Right.
So
dump the 25 out.
Okay.
Set that
table. Unless somebody else feels otherwise, it just seems excessively restrictive.
Is there some kind of
half dozen
state
one.
Code that requires something like that?
No.
Is it just
did you read those emails?
Yes, I did.
Since the original question really wasn't answered in any of them, I really wanted to make a response, but I didn't. Maybe it would have helped if they were in crayon. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
The third one I wanted to make sure we talked about is, vendors be allowed on a vacant lot, is basically the question.
Wasn't this where we were at the end of the last one?
We did have, like I mentioned here, we did have an application for a flea market on a vacant lot that we denied. But based on the existing code that you needed a building there, which is how the stationary vendor standards are right now. You need an existing business and a building before you can have a somebody setting up a stand or something.
I think no.
So,
I think they should not be on a vacant lot.
Okay.
I just think that it creates a lot of problems. Food trucks, maybe, but push carts, no way.
How would they be different?
Your push cart, you're on uneven ground, you spill, you burn something because you're not set up correctly. I mean, your food trucks, usually they're on a hydraulic where you can balance the inside of it. Whereas in a push cart, you cannot balance it.
Well, we do have a lot of rules when it comes to being on a vacant lot. You have
anyways,
to parking and access. And
right.
So I guess maybe that becomes, since you can't have a push cart there, I'm just going to point out there's a lot of people who set up in the vacant lots at Walmart.
I know.
I'm just, that's my.
Technically, there's a sidewalk right there. A little bit.
I don't even know. Do they get permission for that? It's always been like a question mark of mine.
I don't know.
They would have to get a permit now, right? So they're going to have to get a permit. And if they're setting up on private property, they would have to have permission from that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Alma.
You think
I'm kind of okay
vacant
with
lots?
It. Yeah, it's a push cart.
I mean, that was my
idea. I mean, it's not
a table or a bunch of people with tables, you know, flea market style.
Right. Which I guess we've already X'd out by the rules.
So would this allow a flea market in a vacant lot?
No, because we just said you couldn't do tables. Well, we said you couldn't have tables, right? But
So if each vendor has their display stand,
mm-hmm.
you have a bunch of them together, potentially.
Flea market.
Well, I know, a vendor say, is a one-person flea market. In my mind.
Yeah. Technically.
What's the diff?
Oh, no. And just like that, an hour got added. Boom.
What the? don't make me say a bad word on public record. Come on now.
You're doing better than I am right now on public record.
Didn't we have
but I'm medicated.
Some sort of restriction on how much a vendor can be from another vendor or like, because
oh.
I feel like a market is different than a one person sidewalk push cart. I'm
not against
I don't know, maybe
the
that's
flea
just
market
me.
Is my problem.
But on a vacant lot, it was.
I know it's a mess. I get the mess side of it.
And so he did actually, so we denied that one and he did apply for another one at the Cimarron, the parking lot.
The parking
the
lot?
Behind the restaurant and the tavern and stuff.
I guess if we deny, if we say you have to have it, I mean, I'm kind of leaning now against it in a vacant lot. But if it was improved, it would be, I don't know what to do.
I say yes to vacant lot. But it's singular. It doesn't apply to several people in one location.
I don't know
because
if you can do that
food
or not,
trucks,
though.
We said it
I feel like a market
improved,
should have its own
right?
separate code, though. That's
so I feel like that's where the difference is. With food trucks, we said they had to improve the area. There had to be at least one concrete area for accessibility.
Yep.
So
we said that.
We made rules to make it safe.
No, I feel like if it's not going to be easy for the push cart, they're not going to go there. They're not going to be there. I mean, why make it difficult for themselves? So,
and that's a good point too.
Oh, that's a tough. This is not, that got tougher.
Yes to vacant lot, singular. One push cart, not a market.
Have to get permission. Golly.
I'm not thinking about this anymore. I said my piece.
I didn't think though about like the one outside of Walmart. And yeah, that's not a problem. It's not unsafe where he's at. So he's right on the edge, but oof.
The Walmart and cars have stopped. He's going out to the cars. So now you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that happen. Really? Usually people pull over and check out his stuff, mm-hmm. is what I've seen.
Sorry, Anne, there's going to be a lot of crunching on the scoop back when you get it. I keep forgetting to mute it when I'm chewing you, Jeff. He's going to apologize now. I'm sorry.
It'd be the best recording ever.
So keeping in mind that what we do is a recommendation. Right. City Council is making a final decision.
True.
With that being said, I think I'm okay. Put out the vacant lot. They don't like to take an exit.
Well, here
well,
we
it's
go.
True. I mean,
they can carve it out. If they don't like decision. It. Yeah.
So we're making.
We're going to be liberal on this one.
I would say no, just because let's see how carts work out in the parameters that we're giving them.
But I feel like starting big and then pulling it in as we need to, then we'll know really where we have hiccups.
I mean, basically, this is kind of an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
So experiment on a vacant lot.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Okay, let's put it to vote.
Wait.
There's no debate. We debated it out. Let's just vote on it.
What are we voting on?
Who wants it on the vacant lot? Who doesn't?
So we have no, so it'd be unrestricted on a vacant lot.
No, one vendor per vacant lot.
Can we do that?
I think so.
I feel like we put in there that they have to be,
I think we said like certain 9 feet or something
from
like
another.
That.
Yeah, I thought we had spaces in between.
Collecting into the same
in our
area.
Code anyway. Mm-hmm. You couldn't be within a certain number of feet from another vendor. That might help regulate the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. Let's just allow it and see what City Council does with it.
I do like the fact that they have to get licensed. I do like the fact that they got to get all that stuff. I do like if they're on a piece of private property, they have to get permission from them to get that permit. So all those things I like.
Right.
I thought we had a space in between vendors.
We do. Daniela just said that.
Did I blow it again, Daniela?
Yeah. I think you're deaf.
Did I mention my head is really stuffed up?
Okay. And if you weren't stuffed up, this would be a problem.
No, you're taking the cop role too seriously.
Finding it, though.
I want to see all this in the minutes.
I know. We did say, I thought it was like 9 or 10.
10 feet? It was more than that. Brian and I aren't even looking for it. We're counting on them to find it. Oh.
We said 100 feet?
Number 7.
7. Way to go, Ruth.
Woo.
100 feet. I like it.
Well, in a park.
Huh?
That's only in a park.
Well, then just add vacant lot.
Well, we make it for everywhere.
No, you don't want everywhere unless we have something that sets up, you know, like a little free market.
You want an impromptu flea market? Parking could be an issue. I like the 100
Why
feet
is it so 100, squishy?
100 feet period from another
100
street
feet
vendor.
From another vendor?
Yeah.
I'm good with 100.
Gets rid of the whole debate. Uh-oh, Bob, don't mess this up for me. You're going to mess this up, I can tell.
But go for it, sorry.
Oh, what?
But say a group of vendors wanted to get together for an event. That would be considered a special event, and they can
host special
a
event.
Little.
Well, it would have, the way it's defined in here is special events are like city authorized. So if it's just like a private property, I don't know that that would fall under this unless we change.
Yeah, but if it's an improved
private property wanted to have multiples for their own sort of like if Ironworks wanted to have multiple of them to run like her own little farmer's market, does this create a problem for her?
Oh, doggone it.
Well, that's a good point.
That is a good point. That's why I don't like to hear it. I thought I fixed this already.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, she is the owner. She's giving permission, but she has multiple. I wouldn't call them push carts. It's just like a pop-up. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No. But yeah, you don't want to prevent those one special events to get multiple people in one area, market or not market.
I don't think she would be considered a special event if she wanted to do that regularly.
She does too. She does that Thursday.
She does it a lot. And I don't think she does it through a special event because it's not necessary. It's her
property. Right, because we don't have any of those rules.
Yeah. So by doing this, we're going to require her to have to get a permit every time for a special event if we put this 100-foot between vendor thing in.
That's going to be some complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Excluding private property, maybe. I don't know.
What's the over and under on those complaints? 35?
What?
Isn't there an owner?
No, because we were talking about for vacant lots.
But somebody still owns.
Well, somebody owns it.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some of that's really good. I mean, there's some of this I really like, but if they turn it into a flea market, I really don't like that. Not that I don't like flea markets. It's just
and it's got the potential to be good though.
Set up and.
I mean, how much parking problem does Ironworks out of it?
What's that?
Take the word flea out of it. Any true. Market with any pop-up, with any thingamajiggers.
Stop calling it a flea market, she said.
I like flea markets. Oh, I didn't have a problem with flea markets.
It's not a market, a pop-up market. It could be whatever. But
I'm from Othello, man. I love flea markets.
But what do you say? You're like disgusted.
I'm not disgusted. No.
I don't want a flea market.
It's not everywhere you can get it.
Disgusted.
It's not everywhere you can get a churro and a samurai sword at the same place.
That is fair.
I don't know.
I think.
But we don't want to prevent her from having those type of events, right?
Yeah. No, you don't. And this would prevent that.
Big little Alma.
If Daniela brought it up, I just backed her up because it made sense.
It's better to think about it.
I didn't realize what I was thinking until I said it.
I have to change it.
So how?
I just hate how these guys bet these ideas.
I'm sorry.
How would we fix that?
Bet.
Because I would hate to have to make her have to get a special event
every time
every
she
time
did
she
it.
She wants to do this in the summer. It just doesn't make sense.
Ugh.
And she does every Thursday, and it's a Thursday night market, is what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we change what we call the special event? Should we make that broader?
Oh, okay.
So, make her get one permit for the whole year?
Or do we say, like Daniela said, for vacant lots, no more than one vendor per vacant lot?
Whoa. Wait a second. Ironworks isn't a vacant lot.
That's what
I know, but when I said private, it was like, well, everything's owned.
But yeah, but that's the same
thing.
That
was my point.
And then I was made to feel like the done run.
Undeveloped.
One for undeveloped lot.
I mean, so like the Cimarron deal, I wouldn't have a problem with that. They already got all the parking there and everything. They want to turn part of that into a flea market.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get a churro and a samurai sword. Perfect.
But it would be technically considered undeveloped. No, it wouldn't. I was thinking behind A1. Never mind. Not behind Cimarron.
And see, Ironworks golden.
Because
mm-hmm. it is occupied. I'm back to one.
Undeveloped, because every lot is owned. Dr. Chris, get it together.
What?
Every lot is owned. So it's undeveloped, not...
Undeveloped, fine. I like undeveloped.
Use the proper terms.
All right, I can go with that. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that ain't my fault.
It's something. It's been going off for a while.
Not me.
Somebody's calling somebody.
Someone is just...
Oh.
Oh man.
I kept
Somebody
looking at
better let them know
phone.
the judge ain't there.
I kept looking around. I'm like, dude, I need to tell somebody to silence their phone.
I was looking.
I kept looking around.
You assumed it was me?
Does that work?
I put my money on one of the two of you. I'm
so
not going to lie.
So we want to limit it to one vendor per undeveloped lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so then are we still also adding 100 feet apart?
Nah.
No.
You know why I like that? Because if somebody wants to do a flea market, they're going to have to do some work to get it up to snuff on parking and all that other stuff.
So they're
the
gonna
undeveloped
be...
covers mm-hmm. it, I think. What do you think, Ann?
I think so. Do we want to address
like
pop-up events?
Special event?
Or can we put pop-ups under special?
Probably could.
How about this? One question before we do that. The pop-up events, I don't hate them. Is that really good for Othello? That's the only thing.
Pop-ups?
I mean, I think it is.
Yeah. Or wouldn't it be?
But so you get a permit for a pop-up event, but just,
if it's on private property, yeah, they don't need a permit for that.
You wouldn't need a permit?
If it's on private property.
Well, I mean, though, if it was a vacant lot, we wouldn't allow it or would allow it?
No.
Just the one vendor only on a vacant lot. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't even matter.
Because
like
a pop-up event is going to bring in a lot of traffic and you're going to want that to be a permitted
thing.
That's
what I was saying. Yeah.
Right?
I like the undeveloped rule. I think you nailed it. Or you nailed it. One of you guys nailed it. It wasn't me.
I mean, I would assume we would want a pop-up to be...
No, we wouldn't.
On public
if it's
space,
on private, if it's on private
it's on
property,
private, then it doesn't matter to us.
If it's
right?
public, they're going to have to get it's going to be most likely city property. They're going to have to get a permit anyway for a special event. Yeah,
right.
Doesn't
so
matter.
So are we still okay? Do we lump it under special events unless on private property?
I don't think you have to do anything on it.
Yeah, I don't know if there would be a
I don't think you have to do anything.
On a vacant property, I don't. Probably that wouldn't come up. So,
to limit to one, you guys did good on that one. That was a good one. Good suggestion. Better than my 100 feet. Is everyone good with that? All right.
I'm fine. I do have a feeling we're going to be revisiting some of this.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Agree. One and done. I don't want to see it again. Just kidding.
But, yes.
But anyway, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's without the city council crucifixion. That will probably
right.
happen as well.
Right.
What happens? That's going to be booted out. I can feel it.
I'm going to get booted out. What else do we got?
So I mentioned that there's existing stationary vendor standards in the current business license chapter. And I was trying to figure out what those, if once we adopt this thing we've been working on with push carts and basically push cart stands, there's a lot of overlap there. So I don't know. I was just trying to figure out how that those existing rules, if those was still, what those would apply to. And all I could think of was if it's a vehicle that's not a food truck. That would, I think, would still fall under, because that doesn't fall under this one. Doesn't fall under food trucks. So I think that would still fall under that. The existing one. I don't know if there's anything else. So I was just kind of looking for like group brainstorm of what kind of vendor there could be that would still fall under those old rules.
You feel like you still have something that you currently
Well, if it's a vehicle, mm-hmm. if they're selling out a vehicle, but it's not food.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to fall under that.
Okay.
Although they'll probably set up a little table and then they would fall under this. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think, what am I missing?
Right.
Yeah, so that's all I had.
Are we done?
So are we selling fireworks too out of these things?
No.
Yeah.
different chapter on fireworks, they can just follow that code.
If I go to a flea market and get a samurai sword, a churro, and fireworks, damn.
There's probably some towns you can pull that off in. Not everybody prohibits to sell the fireworks inside city limits, I think. I don't know. Are we done with this?
Yeah.
Do we have anything else? Ooh. Oh my gosh, it's not even 7 o'clock.
Wait, let me think about it.
Stop right now.
So you do need to actually formally make your recommendation to council, but
no.
Can't wait. I haven't been stabbed at city council in a long time. I don't know. We got new people. We'll see how that turns out. You're going.
No nose goes.
Vice chair is supposed to be there too. Anyway. Anything else to add? Do we figure out what the cost is going to be of this?
The official motion on this?
Yeah, we would do. Did we figure out the permit cost? So that was one of the things that we were like, we didn't really know what to do with that.
So business license is $80 for a year.
80? And we are doing it for each cart. Yeah.
For the person.
For the what?
For the vendor, not the cart. The license goes.
Is that consistent
vendor.
With what Heather?
That's what Heather said. It needs to be. It has
so
to be
the
to
vendor,
the person.
Not the cart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for each cart, they have to have that. So like if a vendor owns 3 carts.
It's the person that gets licensed. The person actually doing the selling.
But all the carts have to put it up.
Have the same one copy of the license?
Carts. You yourself would have one cart, and I guess wife could have a cart, but
that's mad. Okay.
She would have to be licensed also.
Yes, she would have her own license for her cart.
So and
could they be
cart.
Technically the same business with 2 different licenses or no, right?
Nice.
That's the way Heather said it needed to be for an
make it easier
enforcement because then she writes the ticket to the person vending.
Gotcha. Sure. So then it's easier to keep track of. Okay.
That works for me.
I like it.
Everyone good with that?
Works for me.
Ruth, you... Huh?
I don't like it. Also being encouraging entrepreneurship. And it limits them from growing.
Well, yeah, but you could have like 3 people in your family could each run 1 cart.
Well, we could do it like how people do their properties and have different names for each... Each part, they don't like 3 dogs.
But it's to the person versus the cart.
I feel like you're limiting them.
So you want them less?
They don't have other people in your family.
So you want multiple more carts?
I'm saying that if a person does really well with 1 cart and wants to buy a 2nd cart and they don't have anybody else in their family, they can't have an employee. Supposed to grow.
Might have to consider marriage.
Maybe adoption.
Adoption.
Make friends with your neighbor.
I mentioned I was medicated for my opinions tonight.
I don't see as long as the vendor at that cart is licensed, I don't see a problem with it being an employee of the owner of the cart.
So you have to put it in somebody's name.
I feel like we talked about this too, and we didn't want them to have employees because we were worried about them
not following
the rules.
That kind of sounds communist. You can't have employees, only the government.
Well, how do we make that safe for employees? I mean, then do we require like LNI and things like that and insurances for employees?
Whatever the law
requires.
Just easier to get married. I go back to
be too much overhead. Anyway.
Maybe adoption.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a child.
Adopt a 20-year-old that's still in the country. Is that allowed?
What?
I'm just saying, you know.
Why are you even?
I might want to run a 2nd cart.
You don't even have 1 cart.
Well, not yet.
So $25?
Fireworks. Oh my God. We allow fireworks, so I'm going to have 5 of them.
I mean, I understand at the same time is that if you write the ticket to the cart, who's responsible for it? Well, who's the owner? If it's written to the cart,
they're going to be filed.
What does Heather say about tracking that way?
Yeah, she said person.
The person,
she was really
not
clear.
The cart?
It needs to be to the person. The license needs to be to the person.
You have more than one cart, we're saying.
So right, you can't be in two places at once.
You know what? Actually, I'm kind of okay with that. So it wouldn't matter if you hired somebody to run a cart, you would put the cart license under that person's name, right?
There's no cart license.
Second license for that person.
But there's no cart license. It's a person license, right?
It's a vendor license.
Vendor license. Right. So, I mean, that. I guess I'm not sure that does limit you, you know, that I think it would be actually less cumbersome that way. I mean, yeah, if you hire somebody to run the cart, I mean, if they quit.
But I can only buy myself one vendor license, correct? Is that what
you're
saying?
You'd have a vendor license per cart. You put
no,
a name
she
on
said
the vendor.
Per person.
Huh?
Per person. So if I wanted to buy a vendor license, I could only buy one myself. I couldn't purchase two.
But your husband could get one.
Right.
Michael. You know, Miguel would make way more than any of you
if
guys.
If you had an employee, but
could it be
they would have to have their own
to that business?
License.
They'd have to have their own license for the cart.
So it would have to be a new business license as well.
Yeah.
So it's just a business license. There isn't a separate cart license. It's just
the
business license to sell.
Well, if you want to have multiple carts, you got to be safe.
It would be under.
Yeah, I'm a little torn on this.
First policy.
Yeah, because you can't lump the insurance together for two separate businesses.
I'm not sure that insurance doesn't carry over though.
How would it? They're not the same business name.
If you're bonded with three, I hear what you're saying. So you get a $500,000 bond,
mm-hmm.
and you own three carts, and you put all three of them in a different name. You wouldn't have to. You wouldn't. You could put
like
the insurance
users,
coverage would extend
right.
to all three.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so
like
you would still have
on the policy.
You would still have that coverage under the policy.
Would work for a
so
business?
You wouldn't have added expense.
You know, and I think you actually might be right on that. I actually think that's how a lot of semi-companies do it.
I'm pretty sure I kind of sat on
relax.
I spent a little time on the board of directors of a few insurance companies, so I think that's how that works.
I actually do think that is how the insurance policy
So I don't think you'd have to worry about that. It's
leased through the main business, and you can umbrella under that. Yeah.
For that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But per cart, yeah, have that license to a person who's going to run that cart. I kind of like that.
I mean
then
how
you
would
could
we
have
know if they had more than one
still,
cart?
But you still.
Because they'd have to come get the license
for
man.
Yeah.
No,
that's
I know.
The other
so
thing
you got your license for your business. You have a cart over here and you have a car over here. Little do we know you have your daughter or your husband run these
running
two cars. Right?
Yeah, when I get caught, that's the only way we're going to figure it out is when I get caught that I'm running two cards under one license.
If that ain't on the license, trust me, you know Heather's going to be looking for them.
So they would run the second car, and that's how you'd get caught when.
But she would have to know you personally to say that you are the owner, because mm-hmm. your first thought when you see somebody at
so
the
you
cart,
can get away
it's
with it
be the owner.
Caught, yeah.
I mean, how picky are we going to be? I don't know if it's realistic to. I say yes, track it down to the person. But if I have an employee running at the time, you're still going to charge me whether I'm there or not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm deferring to her judgment because she's
right.
The one that
yeah, and
it
makes sense. So you can keep track of me. This is my card. They can say, oh, it belongs to Daniela. Okay, you send me a fine in the mail. Whether I'm present at the cart or not. So I could, I don't know.
So how does it work for the merchandise?
Hmm?
How does it work for merchandise?
Probably the same.
Because there's times where there's selling stuff at Mexicana and
mm-hmm.
the Walmart, but they're the same people.
Well, just, yeah, it's already under that business license.
Right, but what she's saying is sometimes the one business, the one guy We'll have two, one set up down here, one set up at Walmart. Yeah. And he's the same one business.
Yeah, because at the end, he picks them up in the van and they all go together.
He better find someone to fall in love with, sounds like. So.
Maybe that's why he's out there.
That's the best line of the
All right. right there. Maria, you're getting good at this. Sorry. You're getting good at this.
Sorry.
Weed a little to not limit it to just the person.
Enforcement makes enforcement a pain, and we've been trying to avoid that.
Because Let's when you make apply for the easy. License, your name's going to go on it anyways, and your address. So whether I have one or two carts, I'm still going to get fined, right?
Well, you got to like you. So I mean, no matter what,
I'm just trying to go through all the scenarios on where the hiccup would be.
I hear what you're saying. So no matter what, if somebody buys a license for it, no matter what, each cart has to be licensed, right? No matter what.
No.
The person.
The person.
The person running the cart has to be licensed.
It has to just be displayed on the cart too.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what, there has to be a name of a person and displayed on the cart, no matter what. So you can't buy like three carts and only put license on one.
You can make copies.
Huh?
You can make copies.
You can make copies.
So can we just get rid of cheaper than falling in love of letting people buy more than one? Can we do that?
But that you wouldn't be able to, because you can't be in two places at once.
Right.
So that was the thing, is you're limited to one cart because you can only be, if you're the person licensed.
But if I'm the one responsible for it, like Brian said, can't I just let two other people run the carts even though I purchased all the licensing for it?
Yeah, what if she's sick? A sick face.
And I'm somebody else run the cart. Yeah.
I'm just spitballing over here. Shoot me down.
And I don't remember Heather's reasoning.
Okay.
Did you put a designate?
If you want, I can go get the emails from her because I just don't remember well enough.
Clarify.
Like a no.
Maybe next month.
No, let's finish it right now.
No, we're not putting this for another month, you guys. We've got to decide.
Right now. We've already got 15 minutes too long.
We've got 3 minutes and we can do this before 7.
I'm going to go back to what Brian said. Ultimately, city council is going to decide.
So I guess you can make your recommendation that you want. Heather can give her, make her argument to the council, and the council can decide if you'd like to do it that way.
And then we don't have to be the bad guys. I like it.
Brilliant.
Love it.
Name on the cart.
License.
License to the cart and not the.
License to the cart with the name.
No license to the cart. License for the person.
For the person running the cart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the debate is, can they have more than one cart, though?
Mm-hmm.
You still have to have the person tied to a person.
Yeah, no matter what
a person to the cart.
Yeah.
But I'm good with that.
We would like for them to have multiples is what we're saying.
Yeah.
They can have multiples.
No, right now, the way that the recommendation from Heather is coming is no multiples.
No, you have multiples. You just put different names on the cart.
Where have you been for the last 10 minutes?
But if I could
Did
hire someone.
Did you take some like NyQuil?
At this point, we will excuse you. You can go home.
I've been waiting for you to excuse me so I could go
home.
Is there something
that
would stop?
Is that
I have a license, say, and I have two carts.
Yeah, license of both.
I hire Chris to run my other cart because he has a license.
You would buy me a license to run your car.
You would have to buy Chris a license under his
said,
name.
But she said he can't buy more than one license. He can only
He'd have to buy it in Chris's name. And then Chris would be the
I
one
pay
who
for
care.
It.
We're not getting married.
Chris would be the one who would get
I mean,
the
it's allowed. I'm not against that, mind
I
you.
Think that's too cumbersome. He buys a license. If he wants two cars to run it, they go up to Chris and say, hey, whose card is this?
Oh, it's Brian's.
I'm going to find Brian because he can only have one. That's what our code says right now.
So then we should also allow designate, owner or designee.
Up to how many?
Unlimited.
No limit.
As long as they
owner
have
or designee.
I can dig it.
If you want to spend $200,000 buying carts,
recommended
place,
by Chair Doral so that Heather doesn't get mad at all of us.
Yeah, something.
I don't think
see
you're
it happening.
At it.
No, yeah, I don't see it happening either.
Okay. Are we done now?
Did that work? Did that work seriously? With NyQuil, the designee, you guys are gonna let that fly?
I make a motion to send to city council.
Whoa. Is. That would work for that. That would allow if we had owner or designee to running the cart.
So now, Brian would have to list him.
So Brian buys two of these licenses, one for each cart, puts one in his name, and I'm his designee for the other cart. Right?
Does he need to buy two? Can he just buy one?
You gotta buy one per cart. Got it. It's gotta have a different name.
But that's under this, it would be the same one business, right?
It's like a food handler's permit, right? You need to get one for you. I need to get one for me. Now you can run my other cart.
Right. But with food handlers, when you work in a restaurant, if I'm the one who messes up, but you own it, you're still going to be in trouble for my food handler mistake. So ultimately, you're still responsible even for his mistake. So that's what this would entail, correct?
His insurance and all that stuff would still...
Right.
They're going to go after Brian anyway. He makes more money.
Yeah.
He's got two cards.
Got two cards, for goodness sake.
So two business licenses, but the same business. We're just charging for a copy.
Like a second purchase, and it'd be like cart one and cart two.
I like designated.
No, I like it too, but I was just saying the process of him purchasing it for another cart. Essentially, he's the same business.
Under the same business, yeah.
We're charging
What's
for a copy.
What's this license called?
Vendor license.
It's a business license. Oh.
Because maybe when restaurants open up a second location, it's like, you know, Taqueria one and Taqueria two, but they're the same one.
Still have to get two business licenses. Right.
That's what we're saying, but they can stay under the same one business.
Which is possible. You could own more than one business.
Yeah.
And you have different business licenses. Yeah.
Picasso.
That's fine.
I feel like we're all saying the same thing.
Of course, Trump.
Man, are you mad at us?
It's
okay to be mad at us. I would be.
He got 90 indictments. Just saying.
Okay, now are we done?
Is that a wrap?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you satisfied with that? And does that work? You can say no. We can fix that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how to word it. I'll figure that out.
Do we have to look at this again?
So. Okay. I'll send it out, and you can tell me if you want to meet about it before I take it to city council. How's that?
I can tell you my answer.
I'm going to tell you right now. We're not going to meet about it, but we'll review it without a doubt.
I can tell you my answer is no.
I agree with Ruth. I don't want to stand in the way of somebody having some entrepreneurial aspirations and opportunity. But I also get the let's make it as easily enforceable as possible. I mean, it's got to appear on the cart. It's got to have a name of somebody who's on the cart. And that designee, my feeling is if you change it because you hire somebody else, so be it. Just somebody's got to be responsible.
Right. And Brian's got a point. We're definitely going to see this back in a year and have to make changes. So it's fine. We got to experiment somewhere.
Yep. Doesn't matter. We'll get crucified anyway.
It's okay.
It'll be like,
hey, now
accessory dwelling. It'll take 10 years to pass it.
Business license for the two carts. Because if he decides one day, one week, I quit, he's got to get another license for another person.
Designee. Change the name.
But now he's on to cart 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No, he just changed the name from Chris to the new guy.
Change the name, designee. That's why designee was, you make it a designee.
I know, but it's still the same business name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Because you were saying, we'll change the name, and you have Taqueria 1 and Taqueria 2.
No, I'm going to change the name of the
person.
Change
the name of the designee.
Oh, okay. I agree with that part. You don't need to change the business name every time.
A trillion.
I make a motion.
That didn't make it any easier. I know.
Did I hear
a motion in a second?
Make a motion.
I did make a motion.
Oh, I was ignoring you.
I made a motion to accept the recommendation with the new changes and send to city council.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Wow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Everyone's in favor? All right, guys. That's pretty good.
Woohoo!
Is that all we got?
Huh?
What was
it.
Your other motion?
Oh, I make a motion to end the meeting, adjourn. And I seconded it.
Third.
This all happened recently and I missed it?
Yeah, I said it too soon. I
well,
had to wait.
All those in favor of ending this meeting at 7:05?
Aye.
Wait
aye.
A second. I just aye. Haven't opened it up for discussion.
Oh,
yet.
Shoot.
Opened what up for discussion?
I mean, we could talk about accessory dwelling units.
You must not be that congested.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion adjourned. Or meeting adjourned, 7:05.
You know, we probably should have asked you before we adjourned, Adam. Was there anything you wanted to
say? I was pressured, so I said it again.
What do you mean? Adam's over there going, yay!
All right.
I don't think I have anything else.